This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You know, one of my closest friends who was close in terms of learning about the events of Sheikh Ibn Baz, rahimahullah, the former Grand Mufti of Saudi Arabia, he says he would always pray, you know, the whole third of the night and beg Allah for the Ummah. And when there was a part of the Ummah that was really suffering, like Gaza being bombed previously and so on and so forth, or a flood hitting Pakistan and so on and so forth, he would spend the whole night asking from Allah for the Ummah. Every Ramadan, subhanAllah, brings opportunities really, such as before you break your fast, the dua you made reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshaAllah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, I pray you all doing phenomenally well. Wa taqabbalallah minna wa minkum salih al-a'mal. Welcome to another episode in our Ramadan series for this year 1445. And in this episode, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, I want to take you back to the basics, and that is dua. That is dua, subhanAllah, supplication. And this is something, of course, we're doing and we know about, but I just want to focus on not the fact, are we making dua, but are we making enough dua? SubhanAllah, the month of Ramadan brings to us so many opportunities for our du'as to be accepted. Yes, in the week we have Jumu'ah, and the last third of Jumu'ah, and whoever raises his hands, his or her du'as will not go unanswered. And, you know, du'a at the time of rain, du'a when you're a traveler. Every Ramadan, subhanAllah, brings opportunities really, such as before you break your fast, the du'a you made reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshaAllah, if you don't have anything preventing it, of course. And those preventions we've discussed in previous episodes, right? Or in previous khutbahs, in previous lessons. So as long as you don't have, you know, those preventions, then there's every opportunity given to your dua to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Are we making enough? The last third of the night, for example. Are we making enough? And when I say enough, you know, Ramadan is one of those months in which throughout every month we ask. But in Ramadan, we got to really ask. And when I say really ask, I mean, think about the two-year-old child who wants that sweet in the shop, and the parent says no, and the two-year-old child throws a tantrum, right? It's on the floor, screaming, kicking, bringing the shop down, and people are looking at the parents, and the parents are feeling embarrassed at what's going on, and what will people think, and what will people say, but the child is going to ask and ask and ask until the child gets what it wants. It throws a tantrum. Now, I'm not saying throw a tantrum with Allah, of course, but I'm saying beg from Allah and ask the asking of that child minus the tantrum. You know, that even when the parent says no, the child doesn't take no for an answer. And Allah never says no. Allah never says no. So Ramadan needs that increase. That increase. I mean, look at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was promised victory at Badr. But even then, he made so much dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His hands went so high because his head lowered so much out of the amount of time he spent with his hands raised. And his upper garment would fall off, and Abu Bakr would come and put it over him, and it would fall off, and he put it over him. And eventually Abu Bakr had to come stop the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, had to take him out of it, subhanAllah. Right? And he would say to Allah that, Ya Allah, you know, I'm going to paraphrase, Nasruka alladhi wa'at, Ya Allah, give me the victory that you promised me. Even though Allah promised him, he still made dua. What is he teaching us, sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And firstly, how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to see his slave begging from him, because that is ultimate servitude, ultimate depiction of the slave's knowledge that I am totally dependent and I call out to the independent one, Allah. Allah is as-samad, the one who is totally independent, right? So do we show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enough of this from ourselves? Many people, you know, they're going through difficulty and hardship, and when they come see me, you know, I tell them, mashallah, this must be really the focus of your dua, tahajjud, for example. And they say, oh no, we don't wake up for tahajjud. And I say, subhanAllah, my brother, you know, the pious before us, they used to say that if you don't wake up for tahajjud to ask, then really what you want, you don't really want it. It's not really high on the scales of wishes. Because if, and people claim, they say, no, I really, really want this. But hold on. If you're not waking up for tahajjud, then you don't really want it. It's not really important to you. Because if it was really important to you, you would be waking up. You'd be sacrificing your sleep and asking from the Lord of the worlds when he's at the first heaven and he's calling out to his slaves. And he's saying, is there someone who needs something that I may give them what they want? Subhanallah. And when it comes to dua, it's the clearest manifestation of tawheed, and that there's no intermediary between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, immediately after the verses of fasting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. That if my slave asks you about me, then I am near. And what's amazing in this verse is that with every verse, when the verse releases to us this idea that a question is asked, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asked about something, right? Allah says, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ. They ask you concerning the soul. قُلْ. Say it to them, O Muhammad. الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. Right? That the soul is from the creation of Allah. So Allah says, say to them, O Muhammad. But Allah says, when they ask you concerning me, when they ask you concerning Allah, Allah doesn't say, tell them, O Muhammad. Allah answers the question immediately himself. فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. I am near. Indeed, I am near. Ujibu da'wat al-da'i idha da'an. I answer the call of the caller when the caller calls. Subhanallah, subhanallah. It's not one of those phone calls you make and there's no answer on the other side, or you get to the voicemail box. Allah answers your call. But He'll answer it in a way that's better for you. And that's perhaps a topic for another episode, right? He'll give you what you would have really asked for had you known what's coming to you in the qadr. So sometimes Allah doesn't give you what you ask for, but He gives you what you would have asked for had you known. So meaning Allah has really given you even when you didn't ask. Meaning He gave you when you asked for something else. He gave you what He knows you would have asked for had you known this, you know, this matter was on your way. That you wouldn't have asked for that something else, you would have asked for this. This is how perfect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to our call. Subhana. So this Ramadan, make dua. You know? Make dua, have those private moments with Allah, and raise your hands and beg from Allah, and beg for the oppressed, my dear brothers and sisters. Ghazza, subhanallah, Ghazza. You know, one of my closest friends who was close in terms of learning about the events of Sheikh Ibn Baz, rahimahullah, the former Grand Mufti of Saudi Arabia. He says he would always pray, you know, the whole third of the night and beg Allah for the Ummah. And when there was a part of the Ummah that was really suffering, like Gaza being bombed previously and so on and so forth, or a flood hitting Pakistan and so on and so forth, he would spend the whole night asking from Allah for the Ummah. How much are we asking Allah for Gaza? Are we watching more Instagram and TikTok videos than really making dua to Allah for the people of Gaza? Right? So I leave you with these thoughts. And dua, 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 and remember, asking the asking of a two-year-old, minus the tantrum. I love you all for the sake of Allah. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.